We'll get news from CBS next at 1 on the top of that nuclear accident in the Soviet Union. Then Ruth and Tim on Real Radio WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul. New temperature at 1, 67 degrees.
CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. The Soviet Union has now reported deaths from the nuclear accident at its Chernobyl power plant. Two, it says. A resident of Kiev, the largest city to the south, tells United Press International 80 people were killed instantly and another 2,000 died on the way to the hospital. The woman, said to have close contacts with emergency officials, described one hospital as packed with victims suffering radiation sickness. That's a far cry from the story told by the official Soviet media.
This is Gary Thatcher in Moscow.
Как уже сообщалось в печати, на Чернобыльской атомной электростанции расположен...
A little less than an hour ago, Soviet television and TASS, the Soviet news agency, confirmed that the Chernobyl reactor had been partially destroyed. Western experts here say that's likely the result of a partial meltdown of the reactor's radioactive core. Two people were killed, and the reactor containment vessel and the reactor building itself were destroyed, according to TASS. That would make this accident the most serious in the history of nuclear power production. TASS said that residents of Chernobyl and three other nearby settlements have been evacuated. Estimates are that up to 50,000 people live in the affected area. TASS said radiation at the site has been stabilized and that medical aid is being administered, but it did not say how many people have been affected. A high-level government commission is in the area, according to TASS, including government ministers and leading scientists and nuclear specialists. The situation, said TASS, is being monitored continuously. Gary Thatcher for CBS News, Moscow.
Is an unloaded gun a dangerous weapon? The Supreme Court has rendered its verdict saying, yes, it is. Here's Fred Graham.
A federal law imposes a maximum 20-year prison sentence for using a dangerous weapon to rob a bank. But courts around the country have divided over whether using an unloaded gun to commit a heist qualifies as a dangerous weapon. Today, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that it does, as it upheld the conviction of a man who robbed a Baltimore bank with an unloaded handgun. In a two-page opinion, one of the shortest on record, the court gave these three reasons why a handgun, though unloaded, is a dangerous weapon. Guns are inherently dangerous, even though they might be temporarily unloaded. They instill fear in the average citizen who doesn't know if they're loaded or not. And even when unloaded, they can be used as a bludgeon and can cause serious injury. Fred Graham, CBS News, Washington.
A bomb exploded this morning outside the Santiago residence of the U.S. ambassador to Chile, Harry Barnes, injuring a neighbor. Barnes says his initial fear was that it was an earthquake. The government statistic designed to predict future U.S. economic activity rose half a percentage point last month. That follows a revised February gain of 0.9%. One component, stock prices, way up, but orders for consumer goods and business equipment were down in March. The Commerce Department says new single-family homes sold like hotcakes in March. The seasonally adjusted annual rate is the highest on record. The reason, according to analysts, lower mortgage rates. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 19.84, volume 110,090,000 shares.
Carol Sawyer is in a tough spot with a tough brake, her engine belt. After 4 years, belts can go anytime. So don't take chances. Next tune-up, put in Gates belts. More mechanics install Gates than any other belt made. And they'll install them for you.
Miller's Auto Service is closed. Sorry, we missed
you. Before, you're in a tough spot.
If you'd like to leave a message, wait for the beep.
Next tune-up, get Gates.
Hello in there.
Yes?
Why isn't Sears open yet?
Sir, it's 3 a.m.
Oh, well, I just didn't want to miss
it. I know, the May suit-up special.
Right, Sears May suit-up specials.
Must be special.
Yeah, two-piece suits for just $69.
Really?
And two-piece polyester and wool suits for just $79, while quantities last.
So you got here early.
Right.
Like all those other guys.
Other guys?
Hey, get in line. Hey, wait,
your turn.
There's more for your life.
During our new century.
At Sears.
The sign outside the operations center at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware read, Challenger crew, we bid you farewell. Remains of the 7 astronauts killed 13 weeks ago today arrived at the Dover Military Mortuary from Cape Canaveral. The remains will be cremated or prepared for burial according to the wishes of the families. Douglas Edwards, CBS News.
Sunny, and I repeat, sunny Tuesday on what has turned out to be the wettest April in history. All the hundreds and hundreds and millions of years we've never had a wetter April. Well, the records only go back to...
Since they've been keeping track, yeah. No,
but isn't that something? I mean, why does it seem that every year we seem to have the wettest, the snowiest? I mean, we break records every year now. What's the deal?
Tim, let's just think positively, shall we? Let's just say, hey, let's just cast all that negative stuff just over our shoulders and say, hey, today is the first day of the rest of my life. Let's just say that.
I like this philosophy. Now, you're
so beautiful.
You're thinking in terms of luscious May flowers from these rampaging April showers.
And finally, when things settle down, we'll have nice green grass.
See, I was kind of thinking that this morning, and then in the paper I note... that the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum says that instead of the lush May flowers, it's much more likely we'll have an invasion of slugs climbing out of their dark, dirty garden homes.
Damn!
That's what it says here. To avoid drowning, the slugs are going to climb out, and it also brings the rain crawlers out, or the night crawlers, excuse me, the rain does. And then...
Why does it bring them out? Because they don't want to drown? Is that literally the explanation?
Literally, that's quite it. And of course, when it does dry out, then they dry up right on the sidewalk. So there are some
problems. If they aren't stepped upon first, which we know is more likely. Ooh, slugs. Even the word is ugly. Slugs.
Slugs. I mean, you know.
Ooh.
You don't want slugs in your garden. Well, anyway.
I'm glad I have some cats to defend me from these slugs.
The invasion of the slugs.
The music would probably be a lot slower, though, with them. It's mostly sunny and 67 degrees in the Twin Cities. And this afternoon, we're going to talk about a couple of interesting things. John Davis will be here at 1:30. He's the executive director of the Children's Theater. And he is going to tell us about a national conference of Christians and Jews that's coming up. And then at 2:30, we're going to ask that question, if you had the chance to live your life over again right now, start from the very beginning and do the whole thing over, would you do it?
It's an interesting play now showing at the Illusion Theater by the Swiss playwright Max Frisch. It's called Biography, and we will have Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn joining us to have a scene from this play, and it's set in the early 60s. It sets up the situation that Ruth just described, so we'll have an interesting little excerpt from the play, which is now playing at the Illusion Theater.
Since it was such a summer day, I was in that summer mood, and summer always means to me the Beach Boys.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around, get around, round, round, I get around.
Yeah, now what's that? The guys don't go steady because it wouldn't be right?
To leave their best girl alone on a Saturday night.
They'd rather be with their cars.
Yeah.
Wink, wink. Now,
it's the American way, isn't it?
Yeah, now...
Disgusting.
Project Lifesaver is underway, and if you have your car club and everything, I know that you are aware of the need to buckle up. If you do not buckle up, do so starting today. It is so easy. They say 10 times. Just do it 10 times, it becomes a habit. All this junk about, can't he cut my neck here? You believe me, trust me on this, you won't feel it. After just a couple of times, it just becomes second nature. It's real important, so buckle up.
You know what my favorite safety slogan was of all time? Safety is no accident.
I like that.
That's a great one. By the way, this hour in the Twin Silver Sweepstakes, if we announce your name, you could win some nice prizes, so stay tuned.
Twin Cities car buyers, check the used car selection at Wally McCarthy's. 300 quality used cars in one location. Choose a 1986 Olds 98 Regency Brougham four-door for $15,995 at Wally McCarthy's Oldsmobile.
It's 14 minutes after 1 o'clock, and Milt Lefever is with us from the Weather Center.
My, how you can roll those R's. That's right, you studied French, didn't you?
I took those French courses. They forced us to do that, Milt.
Did you spend more time on learning how to pronounce or on vocabulary and et cetera?
I think it's harder for Americans to just talk that way.
I think it is.
You know, make all those weird noises.
That's strange. all those foreign languages, most of them, I think, are difficult simply because they have such weird pronunciation patterns.
Like anomalous propagation.
Yes,
stuff like that.
Anomalous pronunciation.
Milt Lefever.
Talk about weather.
Yeah, I was just going to mention here that many people don't know this, but Peggy Lee, of course, had that big song, Lefever, I think it was, in honor for Milt. You had a little something going back there in... In the 50s, I think it was.
Yeah, what was that? You Give Me Fever, yeah.
You Give Me Fever.
That's it.
She was really good in those days.
Terrific. Well, what a great day. Is this going to last? Or?
No, I'm afraid not. Uh-oh. Let's appreciate it while we have it. Some clouds are moving in, and we're already getting a rain shower at Sioux Falls. The stuff is coming out of the southwest, so clouds are going to thicken during the afternoon. Nevertheless, we've had a nice day, and it's going to finish off. I think is a nice day also, although it will be probably overcast by sunset, maybe even before that. Temperature, though, should get up around 70, maybe even 71 or 72 if we can squeeze everything out of this. Temperatures generally are in the mid to upper 60s around the southern part of the state, at least 67 also down at Rochester. We got some 69 readings at Madison and Milwaukee. And down in Iowa, it's already up to 76 at Des Moines, 72 at Sioux City. The band of cloudiness coming this way will probably cut our temperature off during the afternoon, however. Little low-pressure system working out of Nebraska. It's picking up moisture, heading northeast, and will produce some showers across this area tonight into the morning hours, at least tomorrow, with a good possibility that we'll have some thunderstorms in there, too. Nothing severe expected, but stay tuned for the developments as they occur during the afternoon. Looks like we might be a little unsettled for the balance of the week with some rain in some areas off and on. Temperatures, though, should stay fairly mild. Here in the Twin Cities, close to 72 this afternoon. Southeast, southwest winds 10 to 20 for tonight. With the showers and thunderstorms around, temperature dropping to 50. Back to about 60 for tomorrow as we turn just a little cooler. Southwest 8 now. Barometer falling 2988, 43% humidity. We're still mostly sunny. It's a very nice afternoon, 67 degrees.
Guess what I've got in this bag?
Midlife crisis?
No, swatches.
Swatches?
Swatches of fabric. Calico Corners has gathered decorating fabrics from the top designers into one fantastic collection. Thousands of the latest looks. Shimmering jewel tones, soft florals, rich solids, elegant paisleys for every part of the house.
Well, let me guess. Quilted paisley garage doors.
No, the bedroom. A family that decorates together, stays together.
Another late night with Architectural Digest, dear? 30 to 60% fabric savings every day. Now get 20% off selected custom labor services. Limited time offer, so hurry.
First quality fabrics and custom labor savings. Only at Calico Corners, our decorating resource.
Are we yuppies yet?
You don't deserve me.
But you have such good taste.
Calico Corners is your kind of place. All you add is your own good.
Sale now in progress at Calico Corners, Edina and Roseville. Now open on Sundays. Consult your white pages for addresses.
Sunshine, 67 degrees in the Twin Cities. In Duluth, 63. It's sunny there. Rochester, mostly sunny at 67.
I have a story you are not going to believe here on the Kozlak Russell Show. The Minnesota Zoo has a female African elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the name of this elephant?
Ruth.
I never knew this. That's right.
I didn't know it either. I just guessed because of your prowess with the elephant call.
Her name is Ruth. She was born in 1981, and she now weighs 2,700 pounds. That's about the rate I gain weight, too, I think. She's going to live 50... The average life expectancy for an elephant is 50 years.
Amazing.
And they're going to let people ride her at the zoo.
Don't they have a very long gestation period?
Yeah, I think it's like a year and a half or something.
Whoa!
But anyway, after they do the whole domestication process, which I don't know what exactly you do
for
an elephant.
Large quantities of newspaper.
Stay in the house. No.
The Sunday edition, I think, could take care of it by the back door.
Anyway, and part of her schedule will be to let people ride her, and then also you can watch them do elephant grooming, which includes scrubbing, skin conditioning, foot care, and general maintenance. Sounds like a car or something. But they're very social. They're very social animals, and I guess the interaction is very important when her caretakers, her human caretakers, work on her. But Ruth, now, did they know about me? Did they know that I did this noise?
It's possible. We should give Nancy Gibson a call, maybe, and find out about that. Certainly, they don't. If they don't, they're missing a big deal here because of your... give us one good elephant call here. Just
right, let me just try another pressure.
She uses her right arm, by the way, for the trunk. Very good. Well, that's kind of... I think the elephant had a cold today.
Wait, let me try again. I just put lipstick on. I think that kind of ruins the whole effect.
That gloss does it. Okay, here we go.
I can't do it with lipstick, Tim.
That's it.
I'll have to try later.
All right.
Oh, well.
Nice. It's the best I've ever heard, though.
Ruth the elephant.
Ruth the elephant being domesticated. And I have ridden on an elephant.
You have? Where?
It's an unusual experience at the Renaissance Fair.
What does that feel like? How do you get on, first of all?
Very bizarre. They kneel down, and you're able to climb up with the aid of somebody to help you. I sat on the bareback of the elephant, and you can feel all the ribs and everything moving. Your legs, of course, are... It's legs akimbo here. They're kind of sticking out on both sides. But it's a wild experience. So
how do you hang on, though?
For dear life.
You can't grab an ear. Do you kind of hang on to their skin?
I believe they did have some sort of rope apparatus that you could grab onto. Strange experience. 67 is our temperature now on WCCO.
If you're a senior citizen interested in how you can continue to lead an active, healthy, and productive life, here's good news. A week-long series of seminars on topics of interest to seniors will start May 3rd. It's entitled The Age of Independence and is being sponsored by Seniors Plus Health Plan, the specialists in senior care. It's free of charge and open to the public. Noted author Albert Myers will give practical advice on maintaining your independence. You'll enjoy an exciting performance by Theater 65, a group of senior actors, and free health tests will be available. The kickoff event is Saturday, May 3rd, 10 o'clock in the morning at Lutheran Brotherhood, downtown. The number to call for reservations and information is 623-8697. That's 623-8697. It's sponsored by Seniors Plus. Don't miss it.
Art Johnson Engineering for us this afternoon. It's 21 minutes after 1 o'clock, and here's a lovely medley from Barbra Streisand's Broadway album. Both of these are Stephen Sondheim songs, Pretty Woman and The Ladies Who Lunch.
Pretty woman, fascinating. Pretty woman,
let's raise a glass to champagne wishes and caviar dreams for pretty women, Hollywood women, lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Those are two Stephen Sondheim songs. Now, I know The Ladies Who Lunch was in Company. I think Pretty Woman was in Sunday in the Park with George, wasn't it?
Yeah, I couldn't place that one. I think maybe you're right.
I never saw that, because that's a real recent show that he did on Broadway.
Nice combination medley from Barbara Streisand. We'll be checking in on Health Talk here on the Kozlak Russell Show in just a moment or so. We have sunshine and 67 degrees at 127.
Give someone you love Liberace for Mother's Day. Liberace brings his all-new production to Northrop Auditorium Wednesday through Sunday, May 7th to 11th, Mother's Day week. See Liberace's own cars, his rhinestone piano, and much, much more. As for the heart of the show, the music, Liberace will perform beautiful pop standards and classical favorites spanning his four decades as an entertainer. Liberace, six shows only, May 7th to 11th. Call 371-5656 for tickets.
Health Talk from CBS News, sponsored by Bayer Aspirin. Here is Dr. Peter Salgo.
This year, more than 120,000 American women will find out they have breast cancer. But thanks to new diagnostic and treatment procedures, these women will have a better understanding of their disease and a better chance for successful treatment. More after this.
We asked 1,000 doctors if they were stranded on a desert island, which one medicine would they want along? Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, Advil, or Bayer. More doctors chose Bayer aspirin, nearly 2-1 over extra strength Tylenol, more than 8-1 over Advil. Doctors chose Bayer, the wonder drug. And since doctors chose Bayer, shouldn't you? Bayer, the wonder drug that works wonders. Use only as directed.
Month increases on your auto insurance driving you up the wall? Ask Liberty Mutual about our 12-month policy with guaranteed annual rates. And there are many other ways you can save. Great discounts if you have two cars, don't drive much, even one for anti-theft devices.
America, believe in Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
In the current issue of the journal American Family Physician, Doctors Bernard Fisher and Lawrence Wickerham of the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine answer some common questions about breast cancer. On the subject of diagnosing breast cancer, the doctors say the benefits of mammography far outweigh the theoretical risk that the x-rays used in the procedure can induce the disease. They say the value of mammography in detecting tumors at an early stage has been well demonstrated, and they point out that today's mammography uses extremely low doses of radiation. The current American Cancer Society guidelines suggest a woman should have a mammogram sometime between the ages of 35 and 40. This is a so-called reference mammogram, and she'll keep this for the rest of her life. Then, when a woman reaches age 40, she should have yearly mammograms, which will be compared to the reference, and then any change should be easy to spot and lead to more thorough examinations. In any event, annual physical examinations by a doctor are also recommended, as are monthly self-examinations, and should symptoms of a breast abnormality develop, a new mammogram is in order regardless of when the last one was done. Other tests can help in the diagnosis. Ultrasound, for example, can help differentiate between solid and cystic breast masses. And magnetic resonance imaging is another promising technique. But mammography remains the test of choice. One last note. The researchers acknowledge that mammography is not 100% accurate. And so even when a mammogram is normal, a suspicious lump should be investigated immediately. This usually means a biopsy, but that can be done in a doctor's office or even as a hospital outpatient. Tomorrow, a look at current treatment for breast cancer. Health Talk. I'm Dr. Peter Salgo, CBS News.
It's time to try to get another winner here. We've drawn another name in our WCCO Radio Amico Certicare Twin Silver Sweepstakes. Ruth Klein of Wisconsin Avenue North in New Hope has 8 minutes and 30 seconds to phone 332-7600. If she does, she'll win a pair of tickets to the Twins-Boston Red Sox game on May 30th, dinner for two at one of the Radisson hotels, including Sophia's at the Radisson Metrodome, and also $20 of gasoline from Amoco. Again, that's Ruth Klein of New Hope, who should phone us right now at 332-7600.
We've had very good luck with this contest so far.
Yes, we certainly have. I'm sorry.
And we hope that continues, as we do the nice weather, but I guess that's not the way it's shaping up, huh?
No, I can't believe it. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with a high expected in the low 70s, but then tonight, cloudy with showers very likely, chance of a thunderstorm even. The overnight low will be down to 50. Tomorrow morning there's a chance of showers or thunderstorms again, and then decreasing cloudiness in the afternoon. The high tomorrow only about 60. Winds are out of the southwest now at 8 miles per hour. It's really a perfect day, mostly sunny and 67 degrees. And our guest has joined us now.
Yes, he's the executive director of the Children's Theater Company and School, John Davis, Jr., born in Haverhill, Massachusetts. He's no stranger to the Twin Cities, serving as superintendent of schools in Minneapolis from 1967 to 1975. And
that's right.
Thank you so much for joining us here. You are going to be the guest honoree of a banquet coming up on May 6th. We'll tell everyone about that because it is open to the public. It's the National Conference of Christians and Jews Annual Brotherhood Sisterhood Banquet, and you will be honored, and congratulations.
Well, I thank you, and I accept the congratulations, but I feel quite humble. I think of many who were as eligible as I, if not more, but I do look forward to the event. It's a great organization and worthy causes.
I want to ask you something off the subject for a moment. You had 8 children, huh?
Yes, indeed. 8 of our own and 1 or 2 who live with us for extended periods of time. So we really have an extended family.
Wow. How old are your children now? Are they all adults?
They're all adults, from 23 to 40.
Wow.
And scattered across the country.
That's kind of a built-in prerequisite for superintendent.
I was going to say,
well, you ought to know something about children. I want to tell you, they had lots of ideas as to how to run schools.
I bet they did.
And they were not hesitant at all in terms of bringing to my attention certain deficiencies or certain actions which I might take.
Like what? What would they talk to you about?
Well, of course, there was always the humorous vein about extended vacations or why school started so early or closed so late, and then we had good discussions about desegregation, integration, and the movement that which some of them were required to make in terms of bringing about an integrated school district. They also had comments about faculty, which, of course, I discounted, and frequently they were praiseworthy.
Yeah, that's kind of fascinating. You just touched on a subject there. I'm curious about your own youngsters, the ones that did go through, let's say, any busing or going to a specific school to balance the integration. Any reaction now after having gone through that? I mean, is there any feedback, anything that you can say now removed from that situation that would tell us how it worked? Or?
Well, in my judgment, and from the point of view of my children, and particularly my Sarah, who's now 23, who went through the junior high school desegregation in Minneapolis, it was for her a very healthy, important experience in her educational career. And I might add that in 75, we moved to St. Paul and had an option in terms of schools. And she chose Central High School in St. Paul over any of the others because it was an integrated school. Mm-hmm. And she made friends that she would never have made had she stayed in the white isolation.
So she thought that the breadth of experience was beneficial.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no question about it. Oh, she had some lively experiences in this. When you come into contact with people you haven't known, or they may have slightly different mannerisms or ideas and so forth, you have some good tensions. But out of those tensions grew some very strong friendships.
I'm sure. So after you were superintendent of schools for many years, you became president of McAllister College.
I did.
Now, how did you go from there to the Children's Theater? How did this all happen?
Well, it was all quite an unusual set of circumstances. I retired from McAllister in August of 84. Mm-hmm. And following the episode at the Children's Theater, a new administrative board was established. Recommendations for membership came from the heads of all the art institutions in the city, and I was one of those selected to join 5 of the old board and 4 new people, and we worked all the summer of 84 planning, organizing to overcome that terrible problem at the Children's Theater in the spring of 84. And in the period of that discussion, Sarah Lawless left to return to Denver and a position there with the Great Theater, which she had helped create, and that left a total void at the Children's Theater, and people on that new management board began to look at me and say, look, we're caught short, and you're liberated. You don't have a job, and you know something about administration, and we have a school there. Why can't you take over? And I said, after a lot of thought, because I look forward to sailing, reading, and thinking, after a lot of thought, I decided that this would be a brand new experience for me, and I would learn from it and perhaps contribute. So in August of 84, and for 1 year, I committed to become the executive director of Children's Theatre Company and School, and we had a great year. The staff and the faculty responded, and the board of governors were just magnificent, and we built the attendance. And then in July, they said, well, why don't you stay a little longer? So I stayed until March of this year, and I'm still very active, but I'm not the executive director as of March 21. Mm-hmm. I might add that we shall have this year the largest attendance that we've ever had in the history, the 225,000 people by estimate.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, Mike Steele, who is a critic for the Minneapolis paper, has a nice article on the current status of the Children's Theater in this morning's paper, if you wanted to bring yourself
up
today.
I read it, and I commend it, and I commend also the Peter Pan to anybody who likes good theater. It's a remarkable show.
That's the current production.
That's the current production.
Mm-hmm. Receiving nice reviews, I might add. Tell us a little bit about the National Conference of Christians and Jews, the work of this organization, what kind of things they aspire to.
Well, I wish Paul Sands, the executive director, were here at the microphone because he lives with it, or Jim Ropp of your WCCO, who I believe chairs this year, at least will preside at the banquet. It is an organization of committed people who believe that justice and equity and good sense ought to prevail where nonsense is evident, where communications are poor. It is an organization committed to assisting students to understand the importance of a multiple, varied society, a society with lots of ideas, a pluralistic society might be a better way to put it. It's committed to quality education in the classrooms. And it seeks to bring about, as you indicated in the introduction, a brotherhood and a sisterhood of intelligence so that we can share this globe, which is has no bounds.
How did you get involved with the organization?
Well, I really don't know, except I'd always paid allegiance to it. Uh-huh. I had never had membership in it, I think, and I'm sorry for that.
Uh-huh.
But perhaps 3 months ago, I had a call from the office saying that several of the members of the board of the National Council of Christians and Jews would like to have lunch with me. And I went quite naive, only to discover that it was I who had been selected for this year's recognition.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, we did mention the banquet coming up. We'll have some details on that in case you would like to attend coming up in just a moment here. Our guest this afternoon is John Davis, Jr., former president of McAllister College, superintendent of the Minneapolis schools, and former executive director of the Children's Theater Company. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge announces a new holiday. It's not New Year's or Flag Day or even Thanksgiving. It's Wild Wednesday.
For 13 straight hours, starting at 8 a.m. Wednesday, April 30th, Gary Maddox Hopkins Dodge will take their volume advantage discounts to the limit.
Wild!
150 Omnis at one-day prices with free transmission packages valued at up to $500 and 6.8 annual percentage rate financing for up to 60 months.
Wednesday!
60 low-mileage 1986 caravans at savings of up to $2,000.
Wild!
6.8% financing or rebates to $1,000 on 50 full-size vans, Ram Chargers, sport wagons, and even conversion.
Wednesday!
And last day, double rebates of up to $2,000 on Daytonas, Lancers, and Aries Ks.
Hopkins Dodge always has low-volume advantage prices, but on Wild Wednesday, they'll be even lower.
It's not a national holiday yet, but we're working on it. One day only. Wild Wednesday, April 30th at Hopkins Dodge, Highway 7, 1 mile east of 494.
If you're building or making home improvements this spring, this is your week to shop and save at Menards. It's the final week of our Lumber One sale and the Menards sale. Both are loaded with savings for your home. From landscape timbers to ceiling tile, from dimension lumber to chandeliers, you'll find the biggest selection and the lowest prices this week at Menards. Come see for yourself. We wouldn't call it Menards sale if it didn't live up to our name.
Save big money at Menards.
It's 18 minutes before 2 o'clock on CCO, mostly sunny at 67. We're just laughing because Paul Sands gave Tim a note, and Tim said, what is this word here? And
this is amazing. I actually found someone who writes...
worse than you do.
Worse than I do.
Yeah, which is amazing.
I am left-handed, though, so I had an excuse.
Tim said it was the right-handed desks. They forced him to scrawl.
That's right. And I hope when you, our guest this afternoon, John Davis Jr., and we were just talking about his tenure as superintendent of schools in Minneapolis, did they ever correct that? These poor left-handed people that go through life reaching over to use the right-handed desks.
I think the correction they made, and intelligently, was to let the left-hander read. Now, I don't think we provided any great benefit in terms of physical facility, but there was a period, you know, when the left-handed child was literally required by the firm grasp of a teacher's hand to transfer from left to right, and mm-hmm. that was bad because we know a lot more about left-right dominance now than we did.
Mm-hmm. I think I was in those dark ages.
Inkwells were still on the right-hand side.
Tim said they tied his arm behind his back and forced him to write with his right hand. That's so odd. Why would they do that? I don't even understand that thinking. They thought it was just wrong.
The era of conformity must have been it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we want to talk more about the banquet, which is coming up, which is open to the public.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's right. It's the Minnesota-North Dakota chapter of the National Conference of Christians and Jews, and this is the annual Brotherhood-Sisterhood Banquet. It will be held May 6th, very short time from now, a couple of weeks, and John B. Davis will be the honoree, and it will take place at the Radisson South Hotel, and it will be getting underway at 7 o'clock in the evening on May 6th. Here's a phone number to call for more information. 333-5365. 333-5365.
Okay, it was great to meet you.
Well, it was very nice to be on the show, which I hear as often as I have radio on.
All right, we're glad to hear that. He's one of our... So then we must have, let's
takes
see...
takes up to...
36 listeners,
36
I think
listeners.
We have here.
Congratulations.
I'm glad. I hope 35 were out there. And see you at the banquet.
Okay,
very
congratulations on the award, too.
John Davis, our guest this afternoon. 67 is our temperature at 144, and do we have a winner, Ruth?
We did. We heard from another Ruth. Ruth Klein of New Hope phoned us within the 8 minutes and 30 seconds, part of our twin silver sweepstakes going on. She won twins tickets, dinner at one of the Radisson restaurants, and Amoco gasoline. Now, if you want to enter this contest, all you have to do is pick up a CCO Radio Twins bumper sticker at participating Amoco Certicare dealers. Peel out the entry form on the reverse side, fill it out, and mail it in to CCO. And if you don't want to do that, you can send us a postcard with your name, address, phone number, and birthday to Twin Silver Sweepstakes, WCCO Radio, Box 2830, Minneapolis 55402. Coming up sometime this week, the third of 10 Western road trips to a Twins Angels game on Western Airlines, and still to come, the Twins Silver Dodge Maxi Van conversion. It's valued at $25,000.
Some great prizes coming your way. Well, the Twins are in the Big Apple, New York, for the first of a three-game series against the Yankees, and the pregame activities start at 6:15 tonight. Herb and Joe will bring in the action at 6:30. Let's go to South St. Paul now, and Kurt Zimmerman. Hi, Kurt.
Howdy. Boy, beautiful day today.
Yeah, so far, we got some clouds moving in, so enjoy while you can.
Okay, I'm going to leave right now.
All right, but before you do, of course, you'll give us those market reports.
Be glad to do that. And the markets were higher today in most areas. We'll start with a look at the closing grain futures. Kansas City May wheat up 9 at 275 and 1 quarter. Today in Minneapolis, May wheat down 6 and 3 quarters at 333. However, on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat futures were up 12 and a half cents at 308. May corn at 231 and a half, up 1 and 1 half. May oats at 99 cents, that's up 2 and a quarter cents. May soybeans up 6 and a half at 534. May soybean meal at 153, up 70. May soybean oil at 1760, up 5 and 3 quarters. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, June live cattle at 5570, August live cattle at 5307, both up the 150-point limit. May feeder cattle at 5407, August feeder cattle at 5570, also up the 150 limit. June live hogs at 4540, up 150. July hogs limit up at 4552, and August hogs limit up at 4317. May pork bellies up the $2 limit at 5655. Next hour, the cash grain markets.
I'm Marshall Loeb of Money Magazine, and today on Your Dollars, how to manage your investments like a pro.
Listen to Your Dollars next hour at 2:25 here on CCO Radio. 67 degrees right
well,
now.
I'd like to transfer myself back to 67 or thereabouts with maybe just a little bit of music from a group that was big back then. Now, this might be an updated song, but this brings back a lot of memories, or a lack of memories, now that I think of it.
Why is that?
I don't know, those long night studying sessions. You know,
oh, yeah.
And have this on in the background.
It's the Moody Blues with their latest song, Your Wildest Dreams.
Once upon a time,
man, but that's a new song, but they sound just like they used to, man.
They do. They sound exactly the same. It's called Your Wildest Dreams. We're, of course, talking a lot about Project Lifesaver, trying to get everyone to wear their seatbelts, and I saw this story, and I just felt it fit right in.
Mm-hmm.
There's a state senator in Maryland, Frank Shore, and he is the co-sponsor of their mandatory seatbelt law in that state, and so he said, he vowed when he first brought up the bill, he would wear an auto seatbelt with his regular attire until the legislator required all Maryland people to buckle up in their cars.
So over the suit or something, he would have a seatbelt.
All the time, all right? He often wears the belt kind of loose and down on his hips. He says that's his Wild West look, like Clint Eastwood. In legislative sessions, when he comes in, he straps himself to his chair because that's his symbol of buckling down to work. In fact, they've renamed him Mr. Buckle Up. And at black tie affairs, that doesn't stop him. He says it's a stylish cummerbund. It's kind of maroon in color.
Mm-hmm.
He says the only time he ever takes it off is when he goes to bed. Now, the unfortunate thing, well, it's fortunate. May 13th, they're going to pass. They have passed the mandatory seatbelt law in Maryland. And Senator Shore is upset because he says, it's so comfortable wearing this, I don't think I can go without it.
That just proves the point here. You become used to wearing these things.
So he's actually going to, he's just purchased a new tricolor belt, red, white, and blue. He says it's a new look. He's going to start wearing that after May 13th. It's very dramatic for special occasions.
It'll be great for the upcoming 4th of July thing.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, in Minnesota, only 18.5% of the drivers and passengers do wear seat belts, and we are trying to correct that at this
18%?
Very moment. It's a shocking low figure. It should be 100%, no question about it, because 70 to 90% of injuries and deaths of children could be prevented with adequate restraints.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously there's been laws about having your kids strapped in, but a lot of people don't do that properly either. So
no, in fact, the car seat thing is very confusing, and you should be very careful about reading the instructions when you install the car seats.
Absolutely. Say, think spring and prepare now for the Camp Confidence Roadrunner. That's coming up in Brainerd Saturday, May 4th. You can select the distance you want, 2K, 10K, or a half marathon. And in the meantime, you can meet Minnesota's marathoner Dick Beardsley and coach Bill Squires from Boston. This run is limited to the first 1,000 entrants. For information, contact Breezy Point Resort or call this toll-free number, 1-800-432-3777. The Camp Confidence Roadrunner. It benefits the area's year-round center serving mentally retarded individuals of all ages. WCCO Radio is co-sponsoring this Roadrunner.
It's 7 minutes before 2 o'clock, 67 degrees in the Twin Cities. Coming up next hour, Walton Stanley and Jim Hahn, two actors from the Illusion Theater, will be doing a scene from the Illusion Theater's latest play. That'll be at 2:30 on CCO.
Here's George Benson. Dinora, Dinora, coming up next, the news from WCCO.
Denora, Denora at 4 minutes before 2. WCCO Radio News, this is Ruth Kozlak reporting. Minnesota Governor Rudy Perpich has announced the start of an 18-month project called Sentencing to Service. Under the plan, non-dangerous inmates would be sentenced to help clean up parks and rivers and work on other outdoor projects. This would give judges a sentencing alternative to jail or fines. It would apply only to carefully selected offenders. Two targeted areas for implementing the program are in a 27-county area of southwestern Minnesota and a 7-county region in the northeastern part of the state. Local judges will sentence selected offenders to serve in the program. The work would be supervised by the Department of Natural Resources. Wisconsin Governor Anthony Earle says he will add another item to the May 20th special legislative session. He would like consideration of a bill limiting medical malpractice awards. He says the groups representing doctors and lawyers were able to work out a compromise he can support. The measure would set a $1 million limit on non-economic awards for damages such as pain and suffering. There would be no limit on awards for medical expenses. The North Dakota sales tax will not be going up. That announcement made today by the state tax commissioner. The state has exceeded a sales tax trigger of $393 million in revenue collections at the end of April. It has gone over the figure by nearly $9 million. If the extra penny in sales tax had been triggered, North Dakota would have raised an additional $25 million in revenue. About 300 clerical, technical, and professional employees of Washington County will vote Thursday on whether to go on strike. The contract between the county and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees expired January 11th. The local union has been in mediation with the county since January. And the man accused of planting pipe and bag bombs in four Midwestern states in 1984 has pleaded innocent by reason of mental illness or defect. The plea was entered today in court in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Earl Stephen Carr will also face charges in La Crosse and Milwaukee. We'll have more news after this.
Fresh home-style cooking. A huge choice of salads, entrees, and wonderful desserts. Relaxing comfort and a charming decor. They're all part of the Bishop's tradition. And now you can have even more of a good thing because there's a new Bishop's cafeteria at Columbia Heights Mall. Minneapolis now has another place with great food and service. So come try this new Bishop's soon. Conveniently located at Columbia Heights Mall in Minneapolis.
Cleanup operations are underway in earnest today in northwest Iowa following two tornado touchdowns Saturday, which damaged 28 farms. The Chamber of Commerce in Rock Rapids, Iowa is organizing volunteer crews to bring chainsaws, rakes, shovels, and cleanup equipment to the damaged farms. Some 80 people gathered at one farm today to pitch in with the work. And we have a correction from our 12:30 news today. The nuclear freeze walk in the Twin Cities will be on May 17th. And the Twin Cities, mostly cloudy this afternoon. Believe it or not, a chance of a shower or two yet today. The high should still reach 70, though. Mostly cloudy with more showers this evening, maybe even a thunderstorm. The low will be 50. A chance of more showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, and the high will be 60. Enjoy the weather while we have it. It's mostly sunny and 67 degrees.